Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 150 world leaders gathering today in Paris for a UN summit with the goal of agreeing to binding measures to address climate change and keep global temperatures from rising. VOA asked Australian National University climate change expert Ken Baldwin about what it would cost to accomplish the goal of limiting average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius.
It will certainly cost money, but that will pale into insignificance compared to the cost of doing nothing about climate change. If we allow business as usual to continue, the reports such as the Stern Review all show that the economic cost of the damage due to a high degree of global warming is significantly greater than the cost involved in mitigating the effects of greater CO2 emissions.
An attempt in Copenhagen in 2009 to craft a global deal floundered, an ill-tempered summit with divisions between rich and poor countries. A summit and related international meetings this year running through December the 11th. European Union has agreed to a multi-billion dollar deal with Turkey on migration to address the flow of migrants into Turkey and on to EU countries. The largest group of Syrian migrants arriving in Europe this year have passed through Turkey on their way to Greece or Bulgaria. Pope Francis said today that Christians and Muslims are brothers. He was speaking at the main mosque in Bangui, the capital of the Central African Republic. The CAR has been seeing a lot of political conflict and clashes between Christian and Muslim militants dating back for several years. Pope Francis celebrating a mass at a stadium in Bangui today to wrap up his three-nation Africa tour. This is VOA News.